You're listening to SBS News.
When twins are born from a single egg that splits in half, they become identical. When twins are born from two separate eggs, they become fraternal and can be of different sex. So how can twins born from the same egg be of different sex? That is the question Australian researchers spent 4 years pondering after Queensland twins became the first pair of semi-identical twins in history to be identified during pregnancy. Deputy Vice-Chancellor for Research at the University of New South Wales, Professor Nicholas Fisk, made the world-first discovery in 2014. He says he started looking into the twins' case after coming to the seemingly impossible realisation that they were identical and of different sex.
These are a fascinating set of twins that, inside the womb in early pregnancy, shared a placenta. 20% of twins do, and they must be identical. The issue here was they were of different sex. So when we did DNA studies, we showed that they weren't identical, but they weren't non-identical either. They were really halfway in between.
Doctors and scientists then launched into a series of tests, discovering the twins were identical in DNA inherited from their mother, just like identical twins, but had different DNA inherited from their father, just like non-identical twins or even regular siblings. Now, after going through thousands of other cases of twins around the world, researchers can confirm the twins were the first of their kind to be identified in pregnancy. Professor Fisk says a whole series of unlikely events have to happen at exactly the same time for twins to become semi-identical.
So how did it happen? It took us quite a while to figure this out. We think it's because two separate sperm fertilised a single egg. Now, that shouldn't happen. When a sperm enters an egg, the egg locks down to prevent one of the millions of other sperm getting in there as well. If it does get in there, you should have three rather than two sets of chromosomes, which means the embryo is usually not viable. However, recent work in Belgium showed, in cattle IVF embryos, that three sets of DNA could segregate into two normal cell lines, and that's what we believe happened in this case.
But these two were viable. They defied the odds, survived, and now, 4 years later, are healthy and have achieved each and every one of their major developmental milestones. Queensland University of Technology clinical geneticist Dr. Michael Gabbett, who did extensive testing on the twins after Professor Fisk's discovery, says the twins could easily pass for identical in appearance.
So I recently saw them late last year again, and they look like their parents, as any children do. I couldn't say if they look more like their mother or their father, but it's quite striking how similar they look to each other. I think if you dressed one up as a boy or dressed the boy up as a girl, then you would pass them off as identical twins easily.
The only other known case of semi-identical twins is in the United States, where twins who were also both identical and fraternal were born in 2007. They, however, were not identified as semi-identical until after their birth. While the discovery is likely to have little bearing on everyday medicine, Dr. Gabbett says it stands for something equally as important.
It reminds us that we should always keep an open mind in medicine. We traditionally classify twins as being identical or non-identical, and while that classification works, sometimes things don't always appear as they seem. And so if there is a suspicion that something isn't fitting into the categorisation that we normally use, then we have to think outside the box.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.